This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And again, that is freetalklive.com. As we launch here in hour number two of the program, we're going to take a quick break from taking your phone calls to go to a guest. We have them on from time to time, and it's very occasional. So
has to be special.
He must be special. Scott Horton, I've heard a lot about you. Never actually, I don't think, had the chance to speak with you. And Mark, thank you for, I guess, setting this up. I guess you weren't planning for me to be here. So I'm not really sure what you guys were going to be covering beyond antiwar.com, which is the website that you work for. Scott Horton is with us, and antiwar.com is probably one of the biggest liberty-oriented websites out there on the Internet. Are you there, Scott?
I'm here. Thank you very much for having me.
Welcome Certainly. Aboard. You're also a radio host, are you not?
Yeah, afraid so.
Well, what is it that that you do? What's your show? Go ahead and plug away here before we get into what we're going to talk about.
Well, I'm just on this little community radio station here in Austin, and I do mostly an interview show, and then I post all the archives of my interviews, well, the foreign policy-related interviews, which is most of them, at antiwar.com, and usually two a day, and I try to keep them about 40 minutes long, nice and in-depth, gets asked every last question on my mind before I let them go, and just interview the best authors and reporters that I can find and make the best sense out of what's going on in the world that I can.
I know I've seen your name thrown around a lot over at LouRockwell.com. Weren't you on a recent Lou Rockwell podcast?
No, I haven't talked to Lou. I've interviewed him quite a few times on my show.
Oh, okay.
Show.
Maybe that's what I was hearing then. Great. So how can people go and get your podcast? Is it over at antiwar.com?
Yeah. All the radio archives are at antiwar.com/radio. And if you just go to antiwar.com, you can see the anti-war radio section there at the top of the page.
Because I know our listeners are always hungering for more pro-liberty content that they can plug into their MP3 players. So I think
got
that's,
plenty of that.
It's great.
On average, about usually 10 interviews a week for them.
Wow, that's pretty busy.
Holy crap. Scott, I guess the reason that I wanted to have you on that Angela and I talked about was Barack Obama. We're going to be having a new president now, different than
Not
the
my
last.
President.
Isn't
What's
it
that?
Exciting?
And I just want to know, look, he's clearly for peace, and he's going to bring all the troops home, and we're not going to have any foreign,
what?
You know, we're not going to have any soldiers in foreign lands, right?
Wrong.
Okay.
Sorry, afraid so. Yeah, that's a problem.
All right, so if you've got an Obama,
so what's he going to do?
If you've got a fan of Obama listening to this show right now, what would you say to them about the fact that this guy is not at all in favor of peace? I mean, what do you got on this guy? What kind of dirt?
Well, I would just say take him at his word so far, and his word so far is that he wants to get out of Iraq as soon as he can, but he wants to leave in enough troops to protect the biggest embassy that's ever been built in the history of the world. He wants to leave counterterrorism forces inside the country, and of course enough forces to provide force protection for them, and so we're back into at least the tens of thousands here after the so-called withdrawal.
So he's totally in favor of occupying Iraq?
Yeah, you know, a year ago, they asked him in one of these debates, they asked all the Democratic candidates, can you promise that you will have all of our troops out of Iraq by the end of your first term in office in 2013? And Barack Obama's answer was the same as Hillary Clinton, no. And this is the same guy who says he wants to increase the size of the army by, I think, 30,000. Another place, I think he said 100,000. He wants to surge into Afghanistan and turn the disaster in Afghanistan even worse, I guess, on the scale of an Iraq-level disaster.
Apparently not enough people have died over there.
Right. No, not nearly enough. And then this has got to be the single worst idea that anyone has ever come up with that I can't even imagine. Well, I guess picking a fight with Russia. But other than that, this guy, which is a danger, too. But he's on the record of wanting to put American combat forces on the ground in Sudan in the name of a humanitarian mission to help the people of Darfur.
Yeah.
Although, from the point of view of the people of the Muslim world, that'll simply be expanding the front of the war on terrorism to yet another Sunni Muslim country. And where in Sudan, where there's been massive violence there over the years, there have been no suicide bombings. Well, you put American forces on the ground there, that's going to change.
Wow,
the absolute worst thing. And now, don't get me wrong, because John McCain promised to do the very same thing, and I'm sure he meant it even more. But no, I mean, Obama has basically said, you know, his mission, in so many words, is to save the empire, not to bring it home, but to manage it correctly. These Republicans are absolutely incompetent, and so it's time to get professional realist types in there to shore up the empire so we can keep it for the long term.
What is it about people who are supporting this Barack Obama who were – I saw somebody with like a peace symbol Obama bumper sticker on their car, and there's just the whole idea that, you could possibly believe that this guy's in favor of peace. I mean, how little do you have to be paying attention?
You can't really blame them because – on one hand, you have the Republicans who are just outright warmongers. John McCain saying, of course we ought to occupy Iraq forever. We're going to keep it forever, the same as we have troops in Italy and Korea and Japan forever. And so, obviously, he looks like the peace candidate compared to that. He was against the Iraq war before it started and has denounced it. You have to get to the details of, well, what exactly is this guy proposing before you really, you know, get to my level of cynicism, I think. On its face, he's the Democrat. He can't be as bad as the Republicans when it comes to issues of war and peace. That's what most people think. It's obviously not the case.
Yeah, and they conveniently forget that Bill Clinton dropped bombs in Iraq, too, during his administration.
In fact, he dropped them on Iraq on the average of once every 3 days. For 8 years straight, yeah.
Since we're talking about similarities between these Democrats and Republicans, have you been following the national service concept that's been being thrown around? I know that, you know, antiwar.com might, I don't know how much you guys are following the national service there, thing, because it's not necessarily targeted at the military. It's more targeted, as you probably know, to expanding bureaucracy into, or bringing more young people in America into government bureaucrat jobs, the military included, but also things like AmeriCorps. Of course, we're talking about conscription here. So I imagine that you'd be concerned about something like that.
Sure, yeah, and opposing any form of conscription is at the very highest priority over at antiwar.com. And of course, like you say, they're going to mix it all together, right? Oh, well, let's see, you can do 5 years at the old folks' home, or you can do 2 years in the Marine Corps. That's the way it's going to be. Now, I don't know if we've seen, you know, real proposals beyond Rahm Emanuel's book and, you know, a couple speeches that Obama
did. Oh, they're coming,
but,
though.
Yeah, I certainly think it's a danger, and frankly, I think it's basically a done deal. I mean, John McCain was in favor of the very same thing. The Republicans are all about sacrifice and great stuff like that.
So, yeah.
You know, we all have to share in the misery that our government brings to people around the world. It's not fair to bring them all that misery if we don't all partake in it a little bit.
Well, you know, I'm going to open up the phone lines here. I mean, to anybody that wants to talk to Scott Horton, he is from antiwar.com, hosts the radio program over there. You can go to antiwar.com/radio to listen to that. Of course, if you just go to antiwar.com, you'll get daily updated news about all kinds of war-related situations going on around the world, stuff that you're never going to see in any other newspaper or publication. I mean, it's all public news. It's all legitimate sources. It's just that it's all been obscured, and antiwar.com does a great job of bringing all that to the forefront.
Now, hasn't Obama said something about Pakistan, too? I mean, like we haven't had enough war. He's got something new planned, right?
Sure, yeah. And in fact, in the second debate, I think it was, John McCain credibly criticized him for running his big mouth about, you know, if Pakistan won't kill Osama bin Laden, we will. Which, hey, Osama bin Laden's in Pakistan. That means we have to cross their border. In fact, the funniest thing about that, I thought, was that they kind of went back and forth and with the moderator, and all three of them pretended that they didn't know that George Bush has been bombing Pakistan virtually every day for the past couple of months.
Yeah, wow.
And so, you know, Obama being willing to talk about it was sort of beside the point at that point. But yes, he has indeed said, basically endorsed the policy that George Bush is, the fire that George Bush is playing with right now, which is bombing inside Pakistan. In fact, even sending ground troops across the border in a couple of cases at least. There's been 120-something airstrikes, I believe, in the past couple of months. And different reports about, you know, kind of the don't ask, don't tell agreement with the Pakistani government. But the Pakistani government, as we know in our experience, the Pakistani government isn't the Pakistani people. And
sure,
bombing inside that country, again, a nuclear-armed country, for those not familiar, is certainly playing with fire. And the fact is, George Bush let Osama go back in 2001. He's hiding out in the Hindu Kush mountains, and there's no way that American forces can invade and get him there. So
we're on the way here. Hang on, Scott. We're gonna bring it back here. If you got a question for Scott Horton, 800-259-9231. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at fuelsaverinc.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, fuelsaverinc.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And the features there include the Shrine of Female Listeners. The dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com. Plus, funknobs.com is an online store featuring whimsical decorative knobs and poles catered toward consumers looking to give the playroom, kids' room, bathroom, or even the kitchen a unique and fun flair. Funknobs.com is the creation of parent company internobs.com, online since 2004. Use the code FTL to save 10% at funknobs.com. We go back to our special guest, Scott Horton. He is he's the radio commentator for antiwar.com. You've got a local show in Austin, Texas, and you also extract that local program and you turn it into a podcast on antiwar.com/radio. So we're just sort of talking, I guess, so far about issues of, well, what's going on in the war situations around the world, specifically the American politicians and what they say and what they actually do, and how this Barack Obama character in no way is an anti-war individual. He's absolutely in favor of occupation, increasing troop counts in Afghanistan, and all of that stuff means he's in favor of killing people around the world in the name of, well, democracy or whatever the name of the American government wants to be in the name of at that particular moment. And Scott, are you back with us?
I'm here.
Great. I want to go to the phones here. I believe we have a question for you. Wolfgang, you are on the line with Scott from antiwar.com.
Yeah, I don't have a question. I just wanted to say that I think Scott Horton's show is by far the best thing on the on radio anywhere.
Wow.
And
wow.
It's really a good show. And you want to go listen to the whole shows. If you just listen to the podcasts that they're archived at the various places, you miss all the good monologues and rants in between and the punk rock music.
So wait, so hold on, I'm confused. The podcast is not necessarily the entirety of your radio program?
Right, yeah, I do just the interviews there at antiwar.com, and then actually at chaosradioaustin.org, we keep the archives of the whole show for those interested in that. And thanks, Wolfgang, that's very nice of you to say.
Wolfgang, any other thoughts for us?
He's just really knowledgeable, and if you just listen, especially him on his own, you really learn a lot about the shirts and skins, as they say, that are involved in these conflicts. And it's just a lot of really good, detailed information.
Great. So you want to get into the nuts and bolts of the foreign policy as far as the United States government, and again, other governments around the world, and the wars that they're creating and the conflicts they're creating. Antiwar.com/radio. Thanks for the call, Wolfgang. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the number if you got a question for Scott Horton. He is from Antiwar.com, which is one of the biggest, most popular liberty-oriented websites. And you're a liberty-oriented dude, right, Scott?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm an anarcho-capitalist. I used to be a minarchist.
Beautiful.
But I ran out of excuses.
Yeah, didn't we all? Didn't we? Well, except for Mark.
I have not yet run out of excuses.
Yeah, I guess two-thirds
of need to read some Hans Hermann Hoppe. You'll be done.
I'm not familiar with old Hans.
I don't think he wants to go and challenge his belief system.
He wrote Democracy, the God That Failed.
Love it. That sounds great. I have not read it myself, but I mean, I'm definitely in your camp, so we're two and two here. Nick and Mark, both minarchists. You and I of the voluntarist/anarcho-capitalist.
I still don't believe in killing people. I think that's where the government needs to step out of first. So anyway, Scott, I wanted to ask you specifically about, I think, is this Russia-Georgia conflict, it's mm-hmm. it's going to be something big, isn't it? I mean, at some point?
Oh, geez, I hope it's only going to get smaller and less meaningful to your life. I can't promise you that, but basically what happened there was that the Russians called us out and said, all right, you've picked a fight on our border. Now, how far are you really willing to take this? And the answer was not far at all.
Not
even Dick
far.
Cheney apparently is not willing to trade American cities for former Soviet Georgia there in the Caucasus. And of course, when you're talking about the Russians, you're talking about people who are armed with thousands of hydrogen bombs. Is there any country in Eastern Europe that you're willing to give your hometown for? You know, not me.
There's not a single one, and nobody wins in that trade. It's not like you walk away with the town in Eastern Europe. Everybody's dead.
Nobody ever wins in war. I mean, everybody, people die.
The politicians and the people that sell bombs.
Well, particularly when you're talking about any kind of conflict between America and Russia, the only policy is to keep a cool head and work this thing out. Instead, America, and this Barack Obama has signed on to this policy, at least rhetorically speaking, I think we're in danger of seeing the very same policy continue, and that is the policy of surrounding Russia, bringing virtually the entire former Warsaw Pact into NATO. And what that means is that, you know, if Georgia had been a NATO member when they picked a fight with South Ossetia and started bombing Russian peacekeepers and provoked the Russians into coming across the mountains to defend the South Ossetians, we would have been at war with Russia. I mean, there's your textbook example of why not to hand out war guarantees to little countries on Russia's border? They might have some problems in the future. Imagine that. but we need to let them stay small conflicts and keep out of them. And in fact, in this case, it looks like the State Department was telling Mikhail Saakashvili, the president of Georgia, to cool it. And at the same time, the vice president's office and John McCain's campaign apparently were telling him, yeah, go ahead, don't worry, we have your back. I guess they thought, you know, an incident over there with Russia would help boost McCain in the polls, which in fact it did for a little while.
Yeah. I can imagine it would help him in the polls, but that's just disgusting. Can you imagine trading the lives of people for, you know, for the presidency?
Country first, man.
What's that?
Country first.
Yeah,
well, and, you know,
first,
actually,
right.
The good news here is that France and Germany are, it looks like they're not going to go along with allowing Ukraine or Georgia into NATO, at least anytime in the near future. Let's hope that Barack Obama can't work his charms on them and change that.
So my future is hinging on how reasonable the French can be?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Dear God.
Yep, ever since 1945, pal.
So, Scott, people, how can they help you out besides listening to your radio program? People can contribute over at Anti. I know you guys do pledge drives frequently or a few times a year over at antiwar.com. Is that right?
That's right. Once a quarter, we do a fund drive, and we're in the middle of one right now. And
oh, great.
I have to tell you, with the economic downturn and the election of Barack Obama, frankly, has really hurt us. I think that it's really discouraging to, you know, think all these people have been reading antiwar.com all this time and apparently haven't learned anything. They think, oh, the Democrat won, so now everything's fine or something. I'm not certain,
wow.
You know, why it is that I'm sure the financial crisis has a lot to do with it, but we are certainly struggling this quarter, so appreciate you giving me a chance to mention that it is our fund drive right now at antiwar.com/donate. We're taking whatever you got.
And, Scott, I had a foreign policy question for you, but it's kind of a general one. How do you feel that super states like the EU and the African Union, what effect do you think they're going to have on international relations in terms of war and peace? Because we can see individual countries in the EU contributing troops to, say, Iraq, but up to this point, the EU does not really have a sizable military of its own to commit. And on the flip side, you've got something like the African Union, which is meant to guarantee peace, but certainly it hasn't done an effective job of that on the African continent.
Yeah, I'm really not much of a believer in going to higher authority to keep peace among lower ones. I guess depends on the circumstance, but usually if you go to your boss's boss to complain about him, the boss's boss is going to take your boss's side against you, and I tend to think that the best way to provide for my own security would be to hire my own security force.
No doubt about that. Hang on, Scott. We'll bring you back for more. More with Scott Horton. If you've got a question for him, dial in 800-259-9231.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. And if you are on hold, we will get to you. Talking to a special guest, though, for the moment. His name is Scott Horton. He is from antiwar.com. Also want to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features you'll find there, we give away. We've got archives. So if you've missed a moment of this show, click and download. You can get an entire year's worth for free right there on the front page of the website. And you can enjoy it on us. There's no charge. There's no jumping through hoops. You just click. They're yours. freetalklive.com. So head over and enjoy all that on us. And also, we need to tell you about our friends over at SACL CAI. Jason Osborne and the crew over there, they do a great job at the collections business. Not only do they do collections, they also do early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, see their banner right there at the top of our website at freetalklive.com. Again, that's SACL CAI. Bringing back Scott Horton. He is the host of the Anti-War Radio podcast. You can go to antiwar.com/radio to download that. Interviews with various different people about foreign policy matters. So for those of you that really want to get into the details on this stuff, antiwar.com is the place to go. They've got all the stories, all the news that you just aren't going to see on the front page of the newspaper, and you're not going to see leading the headlines on any of the major media networks for the most part. Antiwar.com has been doing a great job for a long time of covering these various different matters from around the world, not just things that the U.S. government people are involved in, but government people from around the world and the aggression that they're bringing to other innocent people. You guys do a great job of covering that, and you're looking for a little bit of money right now. The apparently donations are kind of drying up with the election of Barack Obama. As you pointed out, people apparently believe that he's going to do something differently than
Scott,
George Bush.
Scott, I have some advice.
It's not going to take him long to be disappointed, my friend.
Absolutely, it won't take long.
Scott, I have a little advice. If donations are drying up a little bit, just go ahead and put a dirty, moldy, disgusting couch out on your front lawn. Go to jail, and people will donate.
Yeah, I hear that works pretty well, huh? Rally the troops and all that.
As long as you're willing to sit a weekend in jail, yeah.
Scott's that kind of tough guy.
Yeah, I got to tell you guys, I was reading about that. I wanted to welcome you, Ian, back to Relative Freedom and congratulate you on getting out of that cage.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So let's go back to the phones here. People, another question. Let's talk to Dan in New Hampshire. Dan, you're on with Scott Horton from antiwar.com.
Hi. Thank you, Ian and Mark and everybody else, as well as Scott, for all of your work. It's incredibly important, and I think is actually having a good effect. My thoughts, I mean, you guys brought up NATO a little bit ago, and the logical conclusion to the collapse of the Soviet Union and the Eastern Bloc threat back in the early 90s, to me, would have been to disband NATO. Was there ever any talk or, you know, thought to, like, hey, we can save a ton of money and, you know, look a lot less warlike and, you know, basically do a lot more for the, you know, the good people of this planet Earth by disbanding this, you know, organization that its only purpose to begin with was to defend against this supposedly evil empire of the Soviet Union.
Well, I couldn't agree more, but the answer to your question is no, there was never any move to disband NATO. I think Pat Buchanan wanted to get out of NATO back then, but basically it was a dead issue. The neoconservatives led by Charles Krauthammer and those others said this is our unipolar moment. This is the end of history. It's the American way or the highway. And we're the world empire now. And, you know, I think really the truth was laid bare that, no, NATO really wasn't there to protect Western Europe from the Soviet Union. That was the justification. But it was always about world empire. I mean, frankly, at the end of World War II, America inherited every empire less the Soviet Union. We got the Japanese, the British, the French, and the Dutch, and everybody's empire landed in our lap. And we've been fighting to maintain it and have killed millions of people maintaining it ever since.
The other thing is that NATO has their own intelligence entity, and according to Webster Tarpley, they're taking that and using it to do a lot of false flag terror over the years, you know, throughout Europe. And the whole business, of war. I mean, it is in fact, I think, the most evil arm of statist entities throughout the world of, just going out and wreaking havoc across the landscape.
No doubt.
In order to just, the war between the states here in the United States was nothing but killing 600,000 people for a fictitious political entity. It scares the hell out of me.
All political entities are fictitious. They're all fictitious, Dan.
Well, and they're all centered around the war power. I mean, that's what it is. All this, Social Security and, public education and all these things are, simply beside the point. I mean, basically, what a state is that a monopoly on the socialist defense system, is basically what it is. And of course, it's the absolute worst part about it. I'm actually glad the caller mentioned NATO during the Cold War in terms of false flags and all that, the stay-behind program. In fact, a lot of the so-called red terror across Europe during the Cold War was really NATO-backed right-wing groups setting up bombs to make it look like the commies were doing it.
What? I mean, is anybody even shocked at this stuff anymore? It's amazing.
Not here.
Most people don't have a clue.
Dan, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I have to admit that I didn't know that much about NATO, but I believe I'm not shocked by any of this.
Well, to me, NATO's kind of like the caller said, the equivalent of the rural electrification board for, global destruction. It's completely irrelevant. The Soviet Union's gone. Why the hell do we still have this entity?
Sure. But, remember the interview with Sarah Palin and Charles Gibson where he says, well, now listen, you want to bring Georgia into NATO, right? And she says, yeah. And he says, well, so doesn't that mean that we could actually end up in a war with Russia over Georgia? And she says, yeah, Charlie, that's right. And it caused a big scandal or whatever because she was supposed to be politically smart enough to not answer it that way. You're supposed to say, oh, no, see, it's not a war guarantee. It's a peace guarantee. It's as long as we bring more and more people into NATO, the Russians will never try anything, so it's okay. You got to put some kind of spin on it, because otherwise, what are you doing? You're telling the plain, unvarnished truth that what we're giving out here are war guarantees.
And
if
when you say
whatever happens to Latvia, you are on the line for them.
Yeah, they're just being more and more blatant now than they ever have been in the past about just agitating for war and rattling the sabers. But I might deign to correct you briefly here. It's not we, because, Scott, you and I, we wouldn't do these things. It's them. It's the U.S. government.
Oh, no, but you're
people.
On the line for it, is what I'm telling you.
How's
you
that?
Here.
Well,
your government has signed you up.
They're not my guests. Not my government, and I don't pay them. Anything I can avoid to pay them, I don't pay them. I won't do it. I won't participate in that. I mean, I pay my cell phone bill, but I don't think too much of that's going to war. As far as funding the war is concerned, it seems like it's mostly funded from the printing press and from income taxes. So, I mean, yeah, I can't avoid using Federal Reserve notes. So in some sort of roundabout fashion, like, money is being extracted from my wallet without my consent, but I'm not consenting in any way to participate in that. Are you?
Sure, yeah. No, and I appreciate you distinguishing between exactly who all is included in this we here, because it sure isn't my policy either.
But, there you go.
You know, basically, your government has signed you up to trade your hometown for whatever town in Latvia or Estonia may ever become threatened one day. So, you know, Russian nukes start falling on your head, you find you're included in we after all.
Scott, do you see it also as NATO, that is, as allowing European nations to essentially rely on the United States for their military protection as well? Because, I mean, they don't really have much of a military to speak of in many European nations. Isn't that largely because they know that they have the United States to back them up as a result
of
NATO?
Absolutely. In fact, if you look in the 1990s, there was quite a bit of a push among the French and the Germans to go ahead and create an EU standing army separately from NATO. And there was a really big fight about it, and really Britain and America won out and said that the Atlantic Alliance is preeminent in importance and we don't want to have this split. And we're going to continue to organize under the auspices of NATO and our alliance with the U.S. forever.
And so the American taxpayer gets to foot the entire bill.
More on the way here. Hang on, Scott, if you got the time. We're going to bring you back for a final segment. If you've got a call for him, dial in 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away, and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
the logical companion of Glur 5, Glur 6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at laysmedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. If you dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the features we give away. So enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. But also, if you are interested in buying computer parts, a lot of people buy their computer parts, including myself, through Newegg. And we don't promote them as often because, well, the percentage just isn't as high as it is over on Amazon, but their computer parts selection is tremendous. So if you're looking for components for computers and other stuff related to computers, accessories, that sort of thing, Newegg's got it. And if you shop over at newegg.freetalklive.com, then Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So just remember, whenever you're looking for computer parts and supplies and stuff, head over to newegg.freetalklive.com. As we bring back Scott Horton, he is the host of the Anti-War Radio podcast. You can go to antiwar.com/radio to get a hold of that. Add it to your aggregator. And if you live in Austin, Texas, you can actually listen to Scott live. What was the call letters of the station? Chaos?
Chaos Radio, 92.7.
I love this. That's a great call.
Aren't we on that station? It's a community station. That's the one that's up in Austin?
No, Chaos is an actual FCC-licensed station. There are a couple of unlicensed transmitters in Austin that occasionally air Free Talk Live, so no.
Okay.
They are not picking us up, but we'd love to be on Chaos. It's probably, I don't know if that's possible.
I'm sure the license will be news to the regular host there, but I'll let them know.
There's no license for Chaos? I'm sorry. I thought that was an FCC licensed station. Very
well, I'm sure Colin Powell Stone is listening or something. Let's change the subject.
All right, we will move on here. That's great. That's even more. I like that. I love community radio stations like that.
So, Scott, my question is more about sort of the operating of antiwar.com. Now, the name sounds very progressive and democratic, right? Democratic in the sense that the Democratic Party. Do you get a lot of attention from, you know, I like things like Daily Cause, Air America, the sort of Democrat media out there?
No, I think they figured out that we're libertarian. And we don't get, I don't think we have, well, we certainly pay a lot of attention to the liberal left. I'm not certain how much attention they pay to us, but we are extremely ecumenical in the way we run the site. We'll have Daniel Ellsberg and Pat Buchanan have articles next to each other on the same day. I think especially with the election of Barack Obama, they're going to the liberal left, most of the liberal left is going to like antiwar.com less and less as we stay true to peace rather than, you know, partisan politics.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you know, hey, leave it to the capitalists, the anarcho-capitalists, to go and register the domain name before they could get to it. Good on you guys for snatching that one up, because it's a great domain name. I mean,
well, listen, I mean, the bottom line is this. If you want to be free, you have to recognize that we can't even take really one real step towards repealing the national security state in this country until we end the wars. We bring our troops home, then we can repeal the Patriot Act. Then we can repeal the Department of Homeland Security, the TSA, the National Security Agency data mining our every single electronic communication. These things were never going to come to an end as long as our government can point to some scary foreign enemy and say this is wartime. War is the health of the state, said Randolph Bourne back in, I think, 1916.
Oh, yeah.
And that's our slogan at antiwar.com, and that's bad. The health of the state, no, we want the state quite sickly, please.
Absolutely. Choke it out. Smother it.
Now, can you see a scenario where a war is an acceptable thing for you, Scott?
Sure, absolutely. If, say, for example, the Spanish Armada was headed across the Atlantic Ocean and we wanted to meet them on the beach at South Carolina, something like that, that would be fine with me. Any actual aggression against this country, the people of this country certainly have the right to repel that aggression. I'm,
sure.
Again, not so much in favor of the central state, but to say it like that is to really draw out how ridiculous it is, the idea that anyone would ever or could ever threaten the United States of America.
Right, it's absurd.
We're so blessed as far as the geography of where we are currently. We have neighbors that are likely, no time in our lifetime is Canada or Mexico going to try to invade the United States.
Of course not. There's only one
threat. We can absolutely bring our troops home.
There's only one nation on Earth that can really threaten us, and that's Russia. And they can't take our country from us. They could drop hydrogen bombs all over it and make the whole place worthless.
It's so absurd when people...
There's no interest in them doing so.
Right, and sometimes on this program we'll talk about World War II, World War I, and how, of course, had the government people at that time followed the advice of the Founding Fathers, they should have stayed the hell out of it. And, of course, some would argue that World War II never would have occurred had America government people not gotten involved in the first conflict there.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, inevitably somebody will always trot out, you know, the age-old line of, well, if we hadn't gotten involved, then we'd all be speaking German right now. And it's just, how can somebody even say something like that? It's just so absurd right on its face.
Well,
the idea that Americans would just roll over for something like that and just allow themselves.
So young, we learn phrases like that so young. It's before we have the critical facilities to really do anything about it. But I'll tell you, next time somebody says that to you, ask them, you really think that? You really think that Germany could have taken over the United States? And make them actually stop and think about it for a second. Come on. They weren't even attempting, much less had the ability, to take England. The German Nazis could not cross and conquer across the English Channel. And yet somehow they were going to conquer these 50 states? I mean, come on. This is so fantastic. It's just silly.
Yeah, and the fact is people don't question these things. And every time somebody says something like that on the show, I absolutely do that. Next to Nick here, I suppose I'm a bit of the historian on the show. I like that, and I'm interested in it. And the fact is, the more I look, the more I realize that there wasn't a legitimate war that we fought. And I like less and less the way Washington prosecuted the Revolutionary War. I think we would have done better with, Light Horse Lee and the Green Mountain Boys, doing militia acts.
That's certainly the case that Murray Rothbard makes, that George Washington was, horrible. He tried to turn the army into a European Continental Army, which it wasn't, and marched them out into big fields to be slaughtered en masse by the British.
And that goes to another real, I think, a tricky issue to broach with a lot of the people that have been brainwashed by the government education system to believe that the military is necessary. I mean, you talk about bringing the troops home, and that's a great idea. Closing down the military bases, the over 700 bases from around the world, also a great idea. I mean, I certainly support these things. But abolishing the military is an even better idea, because then we could truly have the decentralized defensive agencies that we would really need in order to protect ourselves from whatever the threats might be out there. The whole idea that a centrally controlled bureaucracy that's bigger than the... Is the post office bigger than the military?
No. The military is
It is
far bigger than.
Okay, then the biggest bureaucracy in the country is somehow efficient enough to handle the threats to each individual here. I mean, it's just nuts when as we see that decentralized activism is far more effective than a centralized command and control campaign. Similarly, decentralized defense would be far more effective than a centralized command and control.
I have to say I'm a little bit more statist on the defense issue. But not by very much. I mean, the standing army, I think, should be repealed and restore essentially the militia system where it's essentially local volunteers. And that's, you know, you can patch them together in a time of war and maybe keep the Air National Guard on. I can see, the idea of having an air defense is somewhat important.
You could still have air defense with decentralization. You can
have
companies.
Free market air defense.
Well, I'd like to recommend to y'all, Hans Hermann Hoppe, who I mentioned earlier, who is a student of Murray Rothbard's and a prominent anarcho-capitalist theorist, also is the editor of a book called The Myth of National Defense. And it's a bunch of different essays by anarcho-capitalists explaining how, well, there's just no such thing as national defense. This country's been at war since 1791.
Well, certainly I'll agree that
the army and invaded Pennsylvania, and they haven't stopped since.
I'll certainly agree that the problem here is too much state involvement and too much war as opposed to too little. So definitely Scott, we need to move it far in the other direction.
Scott, will you defend real quick Ian's position on this of no government at all versus, the militias, the crime that was going on in Iraq versus our military, the surge and the success there?
And do it in 30 seconds.
Well, I don't know if, exactly how anarcho-capitalism plays into the situation in Iraq, other than to show that people will spontaneously defend themselves and are quite capable. In fact, ragtag militias with homemade bombs and AKs have been able to stave off the American military all these years. So.
But they failed. I mean, the surge was successful, right?
No.
The surge was not successful.
What was successful was the Shiite civil war against the Sunnis in Baghdad, but that was going on regardless of the surge. And what was also successful was that the Iranian government told Muqtada al-Sadr to cool it. And that wasn't because of the surge either.
I see.
Scott, it's been great having you on the program tonight. Obviously, we didn't have enough time to, dig into the details of how the anarcho-capitalist society and the voluntary society could result in even better protection through market-based competition and that sort of thing, innovation, etc. Wish we could, but we're out of time. Head over to antiwar.com/radio to hear his program and give him a few bucks. Help support those folks over at antiwar.com. Scott, thanks for coming on the show. Hour 3's coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.